Hello and welcome. You're listening to the You Do Woo podcast, and I'm your host, Allison Cullen. I'm a mom with a background in business and counseling, but I've always been tapped into the more woo-woo side of everyday life. I'm here to take you on an exploration of your spirituality, give you helpful life hacks, help you on this evolution through motherhood, and give you a weekly dose of useful woo. If you need your cup filled, your mind expanded, and you want to increase your manifestation abilities at the same time, you've come to the right place. Let's get started.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2024. Happy New Year as far as the regular fiscal and Gregorian calendars go. If you have been following me on Instagram at all lately, you know I have been talking about how the actual human design new year doesn't start till the end of January. So specifically, it's on January 22nd. So if you are not feeling the new year, new you, motivated, go get them vibes, it is okay. This might not happen for another few weeks, or you might be the type of person that needs a little bit of the spring energy to motivate you to set goals and start anew. However, this episode that I'm going to give you and these three questions that I'm going to give you to journal on and contemplate will really help you in taking at least a few baby steps towards your New Year's goals or New Year's resolutions. I really would pause on creating any intentions or goals yet, unless you're really, really feeling it. If you're really feeling motivated, then go ahead and do it. Take advantage of that energy. But most of us, most people that I've talked to lately are just still feeling a little bit of exhaustion, of heaviness, of the yearning to rest and hibernate and restore themselves rather than just going all out for the new year. And if you are going to change anything up, I would look at things to release and things having to do with your body, maybe healthier eating or moving a little bit more that aren't necessarily tied to results or goals, but just in helping you have less toxins in your body and helping you to feel better physically so that you have the ability to access the parts of you that know the best goals for yourself for the year and the best intentions and resolutions if you set those. One quick piece of news for you guys before I get into these three questions. Our second call, Zoom call of the year, we just had one on Wednesday the 3rd, and it was amazing. Oh, it was so good. Thank y'all for those of y'all who are able to jump on live. Our second call of the year is going to be Friday morning, January 12th at 10 a.m. Central Time. If you don't already have the information for this, please send me a DM on Instagram at YouDoWoo and let me know if you want to be a part of that call. We do a little bit. So every month I do a call at the new moon and the full moon, and they're 90 minutes each. And you can bring coaching questions having to do with human design or your business or just life stuff or something that I've been talking about on the podcast, whatever you want. Nothing is off the table. You can bring your questions and I get to as many as I can. If you're not able to make it live, you're more than welcome to DM me your question and I will do my best to answer it on the recording so you can watch it later. Okay, three questions to answer before January 22nd, which is the actual human design new year. And the reason for this is because on that day every year, the sun enters gate 41, which is the gate of divine creation. And this is also the starting point of our DNA. It marks the beginning of our genetic code sequence. And it is the absolute perfect time of the year for new goals to be set and new projects to be born, as well as the perfect time to set intentions and resolutions. There's also another time of the year that's really good. It's called the spiritual new year, and it's in September every year. If you want to go back to my September episode about that, you could totally check that out too. But today, I wanted to bring you three questions to answer before January 22nd. And then that week of January 22nd, I'm going to do a different podcast episode about the actual Human Design New Year and some things you can do to use the energy of that time, the super potent energy of that time and that week to set your goals and resolutions and intentions and pick a word and all that kind of stuff. Okay, here are your three questions. I'm going to just read them out loud and I'll probably type them out for the show notes just so you have them if you want to copy, paste, and print them out or something like that. I'm going to read the questions and then I'm going to go talk a little bit about each one and tell you my answers to them because I did this process this morning. Number one, what did I want 10 years ago that I have now? And what about 5 years ago? And what about 1 year ago? This is one question, but you can have three bullet points underneath the question. Number two, what are five things my soul is craving more of on a daily basis in 2024? And number three, what are three addictions? And these don't have to be substances. They can be, but they don't have to be. Just ways you distract yourself or seek dopamine hits regularly. What are three addictions that I can look at fully releasing in 2024? Or if that seems too overwhelming, that I can take baby steps to start releasing this year, even if they're not fully released by the end of the year. And with just an addition to this question, ask God to give you clarity on the most important ones and how to go about starting to release them. Sometimes we have like 20 addictions that are ongoing in our life. And so maybe you need to pick one or two or three that you really want to work on releasing by the end of 2024. I will type these out for y'all in the show notes so you have them written out. But I wanted to talk about my answers because it's sort of fun. And I'd love for you to share, like if you want to hop on the Zoom call with us Friday the 12th at 10 a.m. Central Time, I'd love for you to share if you want to share there, or you can DM me your answers if that feels good, or find an accountability partner and talk about yours. This is just, I really want y'all to take some time to think about this. So number one, what did I want 10 years ago that I have now? This was a sweet one because it's just 10 years ago was beginning of 2024 and Cam and I were dating, but I so wanted to be married and to start having kids. And I had just turned 30. So that was a little bit of conditioning, you know, where you're like, okay, I'm 30. I need to get married and have kids. And that's not the way it worked out. But fast forward 10 years, I am married and I have a child and we're calling in our second spirit baby. Hopefully this year, if that is what is in the divine plan. 5 years ago, all I wanted was to have a baby. And we had just gotten married and I just was ready to have a baby. We were calling our baby in. And it was pretty cool because we found out on January 4th that we were pregnant, January 4th, 2019. So that was exactly 5 years ago that we were pregnant. And it was pretty neat because the morning right before I took the pregnancy test, I was sitting outside with my coffee and I heard a woodpecker and I looked up and there was a mommy woodpecker and a baby woodpecker. They were pecking at the tree. So that is my spirit animal for Caroline, which is really neat. And another thing I wanted 5 years ago was to find my perfect career and calling. I had a couple of different careers that I was pursuing at that time that just didn't feel 100% correct for that season in my life, for being a mom and all of that kind of stuff. And that didn't happen right away. It wasn't until mid-2020 that this podcast came alive and this business came alive. But so that took a little while. It took a year and a half and it took COVID and all of that kind of stuff and some things being taken away from me, but it flowed and revealed itself beautifully and in perfect timing. And then 1 year ago, all I wanted was to move out of Dallas and to the Hill Country. And like a second want sort of actually had to do with the addictions thing. I wasn't physically addicted to alcohol, but it was definitely a mental thing where like for sure every Friday and Saturday, that was like part of my ritual. And I didn't want that anymore. I didn't want to like quit cold turkey and force it, but I wanted to not desire alcohol anymore. And that happened in 2023 on its own without me having to do anything. It was miraculous. If you don't know that story, I told it in, I think, episode 170 with Allison Canavan. she had a similar story to me. And that was a really good conversation. So go back and listen to that episode if you have not yet. Okay, so those were my answers to question number one. Question number two, what are five things my soul is craving more of on a daily basis in 2024? And I have five. They're long. Each of them are sort of long, but here they are. Number one, ability to be much more present, minute by minute throughout my day. I know it's not going to be perfect because I'm a human and I get distracted easily and I think about the past and the future and all that, but I want to be much more present on a minute by minute, hourly, daily basis. I desire the feeling of abundance every day in all areas, in financial areas, in time, in freedom, in choice, in mindset, all of the areas that you can have abundance in. I want to feel more of a flowy feeling around time. I've gotten way better at this the past year. In 2023, this was one of my main things. And as long as I took it day by day, time was much more flowy. But when I start thinking too far ahead, like later in the week or weeks ahead or months ahead, it starts causing me a lot of anxiety and it constricts time. So that is one thing my soul very much desires, is to feel a lot more flowy around time and more go with the flow around schedules and patience with that. I desire more joy and fun and laughter on a daily basis. Again, 2023, this improved a ton, but I take myself too seriously. I take life too seriously and I don't laugh enough and I don't laugh at myself enough and I don't laugh at just situations enough, and I need to laugh things off more and see life as a game more, which I'm studying Kabbalah right now. I'm almost to Kabbalah 3. If y'all have not checked it out, I think I talked about it in my Human Design for the Holidays toolkit a few weeks ago. And I actually gave y'all one of the free classes that I took. But the podcast episode with Jenna Zoe and David Guyam that I linked in those show notes, it's purely magic. It's so magical. And Kabbalah is an aspect of human design, but it's also very applicable to any religion. So if you're a Christian, oh my gosh, I wish we would have learned this in Sunday school, because it's very applicable to biblical teachings and it helps you be closer to God and whatever. But even if you're an atheist, it's an interesting technology that can just make life, everyday life, easier. And one thing I'm realizing in those classes is just like how serious I take everything, and how if I gamify life and I have more fun with it, like that's the point. So more joy and fun and laughter on a daily basis. And the last one, which if you want to do more than five things, you can, but I was just trying to keep it potent. The last one I wrote down was perspective to always see challenges, stress, chaos, or anxiety as God trying to help me evolve and become even more like him. This one, it's really interesting when you start setting intentions or asking for things from your soul rather than your ego. I don't think I've ever asked for this before in my life. It took me 40 years to get here. So that's something I've learned in Kabbalah the past month or so as well. It's just nuts, the difference I'm having in seeing like what challenges actually are and what hardships are and what anxiety actually is and stress and chaos. And it's crazy. So I feel like I've already sort of done this, but I just want even more higher perspective and know, like, almost when things come into my life that are quote unquote negative and hard, I want to immediately see it as like, okay, this is part of the game. Here we go. Like, I get to become better by overcoming this challenge. So those are my five. The last question is, what are three addictions that you can look at fully releasing in 2024 or taking baby steps to start releasing? And addictions can be any way you distract yourself, numb yourself, or seek dopamine hits. So my three are my addiction to my phone, which if you have a smartphone, it's 99% likely that you're addicted to it in some way, or your laptop. They're just designed to be addictive. If you need help with this, there's a wonderful book that I read a couple years ago that I'm probably going to reread soon called How to Break Up with Your Phone. Highly recommend it. It doesn't mean you have to get rid of your smartphone, but it just helps you to use it a lot less and for it to have less control over you. So addiction to my phone, obsession around time that I already talked about, and the need to control external situations and people, which it's actually an illusion and not real anyways. Like, we can't control external situations or people. We can only control how we react to external situations and people. The obsession around time thing is hilarious. I was driving to acupuncture the other day and I left the house 5 minutes later than I wanted. I'm the kind of person that I'm early to everything. That's just how I am. First day of kindergarten, I was up at 3 a.m. dressed, ready to go with my backpack on. Like, it's a little bit intense. I don't know what I brought from a past life where I have to be early, but I've gotten better at it, but it's still there. But I was driving to acupuncture and I had left 5 minutes late. It takes me about 20 minutes to get there and they had the highway shut down. So I was 30 minutes late to acupuncture. I've never been 30 minutes late to anything in my entire life, unless it was because of like a flight being delayed or something, but I don't know that that's even happened. I have good luck around time and timing things. I have always, most of my life. I hardly ever get in traffic. Just, I'm always early. And I showed up to her place just bawling, like crying. And she's the sweetest lady. And I was just like, I just started crying because I knew I was going to be late. And I hate for, and you know, she was like, well, you're my last appointment of the day. It's not a big deal. So I hate putting people out like that. And I just hate being late. And I don't know what exactly that is, but I've got to let go of it because it is causing so much strife in my life. And then the controlling external situations and people, this is something I know I'm going to be able to do pretty fast because of the Kabbalah classes. So I'm excited about that. If you want to look at some other addictions, if you don't have those super neurotic ones that I do, I mean, most people have the phone, but so phone, you could also look at alcohol or any other substances. And by the way, working with someone like Bijou, she's the Mushroom Mamacita on Instagram. I follow her. I have had a podcast episode with her. Doing that type of work can help you not even have to work at letting go of alcohol or substances. It sort of does it for you behind the scenes. It fixes the root cause of our addictions to those things. So just a resource there for you if you need that. You could look at sugar or any type of food or drink that doesn't make you feel good after that initial high or eating it. You could look at shopping, gossiping, procrastinating, etc. Getting defensive, that's one thing I'm addicted to, immediately defending myself. And I need to look at that too, but that's not my top three. It probably should be. Okay, I'm going to add that as a fourth. So those are my answers to these three questions. I would love to hear what yours are. If you would like to share them with me, if you want to, you could type them out for everybody to see and put them in a story on your Instagram and tag me. That would be a very potent way of being transparent and putting it out there to the universe that these are things that you want to change and things that you have gratitude about. Like, even if you want to just share the answers to number one, like, what did I want 10 years ago? I have now, and 5 years ago and 1 year ago. That's like just a gratitude bomb that you put out into the universe that can have a lot of really good effects. So tag me on those. Join us next Friday for our coaching call, our Zoom coaching call. DM me if you need the link for that. And I will see y'all on the next episode. Thank you so very much for tuning in to another episode of You Do Woo. I know that you already have a very full life and that there are literally millions of podcasts that you could be listening to. So I'm super grateful to you for being a loyal listener. And I'm so grateful for you sharing your favorite episodes with friends and family members. That is how we are able to serve more people and raise the collective consciousness and
really get the word out on a bunch of these fun spiritual topics that we're talking about. I would love to connect with you. Send me a DM on Instagram at youdowoo, all one word. I'd love to hear how you loved today's episode and just a little bit about you. I can't wait to connect.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at ivisonvoice.com/podcast.